just have one or two milk cows, might just milk them right out in the edge of the pasture, you know, just put calves, you know, have calves in a little lot here, just milk them right out in the edge of the pasture.
Yeah.
But if you're in the barn, well, you call it a milk break or something, okay.
Have you ever heard of a place where a farmer might pin up his cows until he got a lot of manure there and then use it for fertilizer, yes, growing things?
Yes, sir. Right. And also, mule manure, same way, horse manure. And they try their best to, well, used to mix something, you know, take a lot of old shucks or old cotton bollies or and put them so deep in there and then put stock on it through the winter.
Yes.
So when I dig that up in the spring and put it over the land, make mighty good one for fertilizer.
Now what is compost?
What?
Compost.
Cow what?
Compost.
Don't be heard
never
name.
Never heard of that?
Never heard the name called, don't be.
Okay. What would you call a farm where just cows are raised for the milk and butter, stuff like that, and that's all?
I'd call that a dairy farm. That's all I've ever heard called.
Yes.
Dairy farm.
Have you ever heard of, in the days before you had much refrigeration, people might take their butter and milk, things like that, that would spoil easily, and either put them down in a well or out in a stream somewhere to keep them cool?
Right. Sure is. Used to do that all the time. Dig a hole. A lot of people lived in the hills, you know, had a permanent hole. Actually stayed there all the time. But the people in the overflow country, in the bottom land, they couldn't, maybe just one summer all they could use in one dig real deep hole, just deep enough to keep it cool. But it just used to be one of them that everybody had.
Yes, sir.
But it went into ice, wasn't any way to get no ice.
Was there anything in particular that you called a place like that?
Not that I remember. I called it a milk hole, all right, I remember. It called.
Milk hole?
Yeah, go put it in the milk hole.
What about the place on your farm where your animals graze? What do you call that? Your?
Used to call it a pasture. Just out in the pasture.
Was that usually fenced in?
Yeah, always fenced in.
What about an open place that you might have around your barn where your animals could walk around or something like that?
Called it a lot.
A lot?
Yeah, lot. Mule lot or cow lot, which is whatever you had on it.
Yes, sir.
But if you had a hog, you called it a hog lot.
Yes, sir. You raise a good bit of cotton around here?
Yeah, always raise. The last few years been pretty hard on cotton, been so cold in the spring.
Yes.
But you would always raise lots of cotton around.
What's some of the work that you had to do in raising cotton?
What are some of the work?
Yes, sir.
Well, some of it, of course, before they got to using the chemical, I had the gooseneck hole was one of the main things. And plowing that cotton was another main thing, knowing how deep to plow it, how often to plow it, how many times to plow it. They plow cotton too much, so you plow it too deep, or you can plow it not enough. You get it, but you learn how you